Welcome to Limitless with Lisa Z, a podcast about how to move from inspiration to action and bring our dreams to life. I'm Lisa Zahia, and each week I'll release two podcasts, one where I walk you through action steps about how to make your dreams a reality, with another podcast in which I interview amazing changemakers from all over the world. This podcast isn't just for listening. Take notes and take action. Let's ignite and change the world together. Hello, and welcome to episode one of the second season of Limitless with Lisa Z. I am Lisa Zahia, and this four-week Done With Me self-development challenge is about changing one thing, changing a habit, adding a habit, changing a behavior. What we're going to talk about across these four episodes is how to create change in your life. And two important things in the title. One is change, and to realize that change is possible, change is exciting. You can fully change and let go of something, and people do change, but people change when they decide to do it. And within that, the second most important thing about the title of this four-week workshop is one. We're not going to change three things. We're not going to change two things. We're not going to change eight things. The most common thing I see is people being like, I'm going to change my whole life, and then typically fail because that's a lot to take on. So I would consider picking one behavior, mastering this process. So even thinking about, I don't necessarily need to change the biggest thing in my life, but something that feels accessible, maybe something you've done before and haven't stuck with it, but like what feels really accessible to you, we'll change that. And then as you build that muscle, we can add more and more things. It makes me think about when I was a professional dancer and I was performing all the time, I would always try to make myself better all at once. And I'm going to do all this practicing and da 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 da. And it never really stuck because I was asking myself to carry like a 400 pound bag all the time. And something I had a dance coach that he did with me is he had me work on one skill at a time. So one skill at a time, I would practice for an entire month, and only sort of a la the Suzuki method is I would restart if I didn't complete the month. And then across a year, I got 12 new skills. So that's the same way that I approach change. And you see that, like I mentioned, the Suzuki method, which is where you learn music. If you're playing a song and you get to a part that you get stuck on, you go back to the beginning and you don't go until you get through that sticky part. So the same thing with change, as I'm going to say, is that we're going to go back to the beginning. And then we don't add another habit until we've actually changed one thing. So we're not actually going to talk about what habit you're going to change today. That's going to be in week two. And then week three and four are going to be about how to create the change and learn this repeatable process. Step one today is about the foundation. And the foundation is really about how do I create change in my life? And it starts with self-love and self-acceptance. So I can't stress this enough that you're not going to be able to change anything if you are beating yourself up, if you're giving yourself a hard time, if you are like, I am not valuable or worthy or enough until I do this. This is about reprogramming some of the things we've been told about ourselves, taking away old habits and patterns. But until we accept, celebrate, and know that there's nothing wrong with us, we can't actually change. So I know that feels very counterintuitive, but we're going to start with a process of self-love. And I'm going to give you three daily activities that I would advocate for you to do that have worked for me and my clients to be able to do this. This podcast is brought to you by Coaching with Lisa Zahia, a business development company which provides strategy, coaching, and staffing support to mission-driven businesses. We help create bold and impactful businesses and to help the founders become the people who can do it. Curious about how to grow your business? Schedule a free consultation at www.chatwithlisaz.com. www.chatwithlisaz.com. Step one comes from my friend Jody Roden. I met her in Asheville, North Carolina, where she owned an amazing bakery. She has a cool cake cookbook. And she also was business coaching, and we were business coaching at the same time at a small nonprofit here. And I heard that she was having people do ta-da lists. So ta-da, I did something amazing. Ta-da, I am made of magic. Ta-da, I am a magical creature who changes the world and changes people's lives by being myself. So we're going to throw out a to-do list and make a list of all the ta-das. I showed up and did it. And there are two daily practices around this. One is you start either a list in your journal or a note in your phone, and every time you accomplish, do, show up, anything, you just put it in the list, and then you have a practice of reading that list at least twice a day. And it really is, ta-da, I am magic. Ta-da, I showed up. Ta-da, I was brave. Ta-da, I listened to Lisa's podcast in full, and I committed to all 4 weeks because I'm excited to do that. So that's step one. Ta-da, is make the ta-da list. The second practice with the ta-da list is to make a mini daily one day to day to celebrate who you are and how you showed up each day. So my second practice for self-love is talking to yourself in the mirror. You stare into your own eyes. It is wildly uncomfortable and feels a little dorky, and you can do it in private. And I do this. This is my version of it. But essentially, you say to yourself, I forgive you. I love you. Thank you. And I'm sorry. I said that in the wrong order. But we're saying to ourselves, thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. So forgive me means you're forgiving yourself for being imperfect. I'm sorry is like ongoing process of letting go, admitting responsibility and healing. And then thank you and I love you. And this is from a Hawaiian prayer. It's called the Ho'oponopono. And it is, I forgive you. I'm sorry. Thank you. I love you. And you just look into your own eyes and you say that. I do it about 5 times a day. Like I do it in the morning and at night, and just look at yourself and say that to yourself. It's also a great tool for couples, but right now I'd like to encourage you to do that and start to talk to yourself in a kind way. The final thing is you're going to pick a power song, which is a song that you love so much, so much. And you are going to celebrate yourself with that song, whether that's a dance party, which I highly encourage, or even just a bop, you know, moving around. But this is the I'm Amazing song. Mine is, and has been for a long time, one song that I love, and it's really exciting. But it is, what is my daily practice of celebrating myself? So I'd love for you to stack these. You can do the Ho'oponopono, and then you can do the ta-da list, and then you can do the song, maybe 7 minutes. And I think it's going to feel really good. You're going to be excited. And only from that place, only from self-love, can you create change. So I will see you next week where we talk about identifying and confirming the habit that you will be changing. That's it, folks. Another amazing episode of Limitless with Lisa Z. I am inspired and want to give you the homework. Take some notes, take action, do one thing today that can move you towards your dreams. Got feedback? Let us know. You can write to us at lisa@lisazahia.com or visit us online at lisazahia.com.